God, these headphones. Oh, we're on.
You sound like me, man.
I know. Live from the greatest city in the greatest state on the greatest country in the second greatest planet in the world.
Way to sell it.
Yeah, it's Trey, man. They call him Boner for a reason, all right?
Do you know what that's about, Kevin?
What?
His second greatest planet in the solar system nonsense?
I mean, what?
Is it Chicago? Is Chicago the best planet in the solar system?
No, I mean, he's obviously looking at one of the planets. I'm not sure which one that he thinks is better, but...
Pluto, Uranus, one of those?
Got to be a big Uranus guy.
Uranus, yeah.
Yeah, knowing Trey. I mean, that's...
It can't be Jupiter or Saturn.
I don't know. Something like that. Welcome to the show. It is episode 31.
Did we hit them all? I forgot them all.
Is Pluto even a planet anymore?
I forgot because they went back and forth on that, didn't they?
What's the deal? I think they're telling the kids there's 8 planets now.
Okay.
I always thought there were 10. No.
That's the least of our worries, yeah. What they're teaching.
I don't know how it works, man. It's all Russia's fault. I think that's what the kids are doing these days.
They did it.
Midday with Trey and BK. No Trey Elling. The voice you just heard is the great Kevin Dunn. KD, of course, from Afternoons with Chad and Kevin from 3 to 7 right here on the horn. Nice enough to fill in today. Of course, the normal cast is here. Zach Christo, the Greek Freak production wizard behind the glass. And our man... Austin Villanueva, whose last name... Oh, I already ruined the whole thing. But his last name is way different than what he looks like or whatever Trey says. And
that's
we have a
pretty racist, but
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Pretty much is.
That is. And yeah. Our man Grady is here shadowing as well. Austin, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Are you related to Hector?
I'm not.
Okay.
But I get questions like that all the time.
What about Charlie V?
Charlie's another one.
NBA player, Charlie Villanueva.
Hector was a...
Yeah, he's a distant cousin.
Was a Cub, yeah. Cub for a little while, and he was... It's either going to strike out or hit one 500 feet.
There you go. Everybody loves those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you knew what was coming.
Good stuff. Now, Austin just got back from Vegas over the weekend, his first venture as a 21-year-old human being. Are you a big Vegas guy, KD?
I went a lot from the age of like 17 to 24, 25.
Now, could you finagle your way into stuff at the age of 17?
I looked third trimester, but America, luckily Vegas is the slowest one in America to actually... You know, I don't want to say evolve. Some people would say devolve,
yeah.
Whatever, change. And so they didn't really care. As long as I was with my dad took me. We'd go to the sports books, and I'd play some blackjack with them.
You know,
they didn't care as long as you're putting money down there. So then I stopped for about 10 years, maybe 12 years, didn't go, kind of got sick of the douchery that was there.
That's a word.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to actually go back with Pluckers this last year.
Oh, yeah.
And at 38, had a ball.
Nice.
I think you do it a little differently at that age than Austin probably did.
I imagine so.
Did you have fun, though?
Oh, I had a blast.
Good.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back.
Partying with Solomon Thomas, the number 3 overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Who's his age.
He was hanging out at our table all night.
Yeah, and
what were you playing?
We were at a club.
Okay.
Yeah, we
so
got a
different
table with
gotcha.
Bottle service and stuff. Oh, yeah.
See, that's already the difference, because I know that's the big thing now is to go get bottle service there.
That's what the kids are doing, man.
That's what they're doing.
That's why we're in radio.
So that would be the douchery.
There it is.
Las Vegas.
I didn't. Well, maybe. Depends on which table. Depends on who's at the table.
And he saw, Kevin Sumlin was out there, too? Rumbling, bumbling, Sumlin. He saw Markelle Fultz in his walking boot out there.
You saw Sumlin?
Yeah.
At a buffet? There's a lot of good buffets.
Yeah,
I would think that's got to be his primary
CC's
target when
pizza.
He goes there.
I'm sure he was there, but the second night, our table at the MGM Grand's club was basically on top of Kevin Sumlin. So we were standing above him, kind of talking trash at him.
He could support that.
Yeah.
When you mean on top of him, I mean, explain that.
So it was kind of a stair-stacked way of the tables were drawn up.
Gotcha.
So some props.
So he was on
involved.
The bottom floor, and we were on the next floor up, and like the edge of our booth was kind of a dancing platform, so people were kind of kicking drinks at him. It was a good time.
Was he accepting?
He just kind of looked pissed off the whole time.
Nice. Yeah, this guy, after talking trash to him for like 2 hours, decides to go shake his hand, and Pudgy Summy wasn't having it. That's the kind of people we're working with here at the Horn today.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a great show, I guess. I always think it's all right, but, whatever. We'll be all right. We'll survive. KD is in the house. And Sarah Tiana, for those of you who've been listening to the show pretty much from the beginning, She joined Trey and I actually a month ago today on June 13th over the phone. She's a comedian. She's performing at Cap City Comedy Club. She was there last night. She's going to be performing tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday as well. She will join us in studio from 12 to 1. Big sports fan, too. Don't hear female or comedian and think we're just going to go way off the rails. Big sports fan. She's a huge Atlanta Falcons fan, and KD's got his throwback Hawk shirt on. Trying to impress Sarah,
That's such a lame move, isn't it?
I know.
It's going to show because she's going to be like, so you a Hawks fan? No, I bought this years ago. I'm actually a lifelong Bulls fan.
Yeah. Well, she's around your age, man. And last time we talked, she was in a relationship but not tied down or anything. You're making moves.
Well, I only like them if they like to be tied down.
Ooh, well played. Ooh. Well, apparently Kevin Sumlin likes to be on bottom, so it's I don't know if you're part of that squad right there.
I would have guessed that.
Oh, what a mess. So Sarah Tiana, she'll join us once again, 12 to 1. Big Atlanta sports fan. Big, I think Georgia Bulldog is her college team of choice, so we'll talk
sense.
To her. All right, she's from, I think, Calhoun, Georgia, which I don't know what that means, but she says they have a Nike outlet there, so, you know, that's cool.
They came out with the top 10 greatest cities in the world. Then you can break that down to top 10 cities in America. And I don't have the source. I saw it on Fox News this morning. Good day, Austin. They do a good job.
Nice.
Give them a little love.
It's a good squad.
It is a good squad.
Who's that? Mac Borsky and...
I can't get those people confused. Come on.
Whoever comes on the
Dave
station...
Dave Fralick.
I don't watch...
Zach Shields.
People my age.
Petrowski. Yeah.
Nice. You know the whole squad.
Well, I watch them all the time.
Tanya. They got Tanya doing the remotes. Tanya Ortega.
Yeah, Tanya does a really good job.
Yeah.
You know, I interned at Fox back in the day for the sports department with Dennis and Cliff.
Love
and
Dennis.
Joe.
Love Cliff.
And John High. All great dudes.
Yeah, they are.
Love those guys, man. I was the worst intern they've ever had. They'll probably tell you that. I wanted to expand my horizons a little bit in college, right? I wanted to get some internships and see if I liked radio or TV more. I'd already interned here at the Horn and at the other radio station in town. And I was like, all right, I'll give sports TV a try. Literally the first day, I got super sick there. And I was like, dude, this place, this sucks. Like, they were working so damn hard.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable.
And TV's a different
They were learning, like, a new editing software while I was there. So they were...
So they were all
flustered,
too.
They were so stressed out and flustered, and I was just sitting there, like, trying not to annoy the hell out of them.
That was a bad time to observe it, but with TV, probably a good time, because there was more of those, you know, situations than you would think.
Exactly.
So anyway, they came out with the top 10 cities, and Georgia, Savannah, is just blowing up right now. I want to say that there were two cities in Georgia that made the top 10, not only in America, but for the whole world.
Why?
Not just America.
What is Georgia? What is Savannah, Georgia?
Savannah's
have?
Blowing up food-wise.
Okay.
Really blowing up.
Is Austin
up
number one? Like, are we about to see a bunch of tweets out there and a bunch of people start moving here again?
Austin was in the top 10, and I think San Antonio was in the top 10, in America.
What? San Antonio?
For what?
San Antonio.
I don't know.
Oh, the dirty water,
it's cost
the Charles
of living,
Barkley fat women.
It's
oh,
food.
Come on.
Cost of living. It's food. They said the crime's low because no one can outrun you, so they won't rob you.
Well played. A lot of churro theftery there, though.
Well, yeah.
BK, you can't be trash-talking San Antonio too much. You're going to have to go down there as part of a bet payoff here pretty soon.
Oh,
what
are
you doing losing all these bets? And by the way, why did you and Trey even form a bet where both of you lose from the beginning?
Well, what do you mean both of us lose from the beginning?
The winner and loser has to go to a WNBA game.
That was not what I
lost.
Said. I was not going to go if I had lost or if I'd won the bet. I was not going. I was going to send Trey's wife out there to film him or somebody out there. I was going to make Christina do it or somebody.
Well, that's sexist on both those accounts.
Sorry. Oh, okay. You wanted to go? I've sent somebody out. No. I'm not sitting in his chair today, all right? We're okay. But I wasn't going to go if the Dallas team won. But, you know, because Dallas lost to Chicago in the WNBA yesterday.
Chicago's first two-game win streak.
Chicago's like 4-13 this year, and Dallas is like 9-10. I figured I had a chance, a good chance.
That comes in cycles.
It comes in cycles. Yeah, you never know. Yeah, well played. Well played. I got to be careful here not to go too off the rails. But hey, Brittany Griner had her 10th career dunk last night. So to the cap to her. That's what our man Austin said.
Nice. Yeah, she threw it down.
She threw it down. She threw it down. That's
She's
what
the
they
real
all
deal.
Do. It's like they got
she
a one
the real deal.
One woman WNBA dunk contest. Do they have that?
Oh, stop.
All right, sorry.
Stop.
So I got to go as a super fan, man. Paint the face. the San Antonio Silver Stars. Their colors are black and silver. So for obvious reasons, I gotta be careful out there. But they are the worst team in the WNBA. They're 1-16. So I haven't decided yet. We got to decide which game I'm going to go to. And I haven't decided if I'm going to root for San Antonio.
But the bet was for Dallas, right?
I bet Dallas to win over Chicago.
Is Dallas any good?
They're like 500. So okay. I figured if they're going against a team that was 3-13 before
right.
yesterday,
makes sense.
That's why, you know, I didn't think I was going to lose. I've lost three straight bets.
You're just
bets
on a
now.
Bad streak right now.
Really bad streak. I'm a degenerate gambler. That's the reason I don't bet on sports in real life, because I can do these kind of payoffs no problem. But if I actually bet on sports, I would have no money left. So I got to go down to a WNBA game at the AT&T Center out of all places.
There's
which,
nothing wrong with that.
That's where the Spurs play. You know how I feel about the Spurs.
I know, but the good thing is it's on the north side.
That's true. I'm going to get Las Palapas. You ever had those tacos?
So you don't have to go all the way down into San Antonio.
And like the Riverwalk. And, you know,
you don't got to do all the stuff you were talking about earlier.
I might
you
be
stay
so,
away from.
I might be so depressed. I'm just going to jump into the Riverwalk after the game and just stay down there for
what
a
if
few
you
days.
Guys, you know what? You guys may like it, though.
The goal is, I don't know why Trey's going. Trey said he wants to come with.
Trey literally texted us this morning and said, I want to go to this WNBA game.
Like, you know what? He loves his kids, and he should. But I think anytime you've got two kids that are three and younger, you just start.
You're going for any excuse?
You just to get out, yeah.
You go to a WNBA game just to get away from your kids.
I wouldn't, but I'm happy. I've set my life up in such a selfish way that it's really only about me.
Fair point.
Right, that's why you and I aren't having kids, man. We're dying alone.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's going to suck at some point, but
I disagree. It's going to be great.
You got to enjoy this end
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Trey wants to go to the game. And I had a buddy who was like, all right, if you pay for the ticket and you drive, whatever, I'm going to go just to watch and crack up and film, because he got a lot of mutual friends. He's going to send this to everybody out there. I think the goal is to get on the four-letter network. Like, you know how Scott Van Pelt does his deal where he just kind of shows everybody around the country
doing
ridiculous
stuff?
Cameras
there?
I don't know. I mean, send in a video on Twitter or something, maybe?
Okay.
They've got the WNBA League Pass or whatever
pass?
It's called.
Now, do they pay you for that?
No, I think you got to pay them for that.
I can't be like this when I'm out at the game. I got to be nice. I got to be supportive.
No, don't talk about how the league's only around because it's a tax break for the NBA owners and that they subsidize it. Don't get into stuff like that.
Don't you love those commercials the NBA players do? They're like, oh, I watch this all the time. This is great.
I just wonder how many takes it. You know, first off, you got to find a guy who really can sell it.
Right.
Because I don't know if I could. I mean, I think there'd be a couple, you know. All right, let me redo that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're probably cracking up the first few takes. But
where are the outtakes from that?
The outtakes I'd love to see those. That's what I want to see.
No, I got to see. I guess I got to pay for these tickets, right? Like, I got to spend money out of my own pocket to go to this stuff.
That'd be like
it's not
going
to be like an NBA game, which would be good.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm guessing they probably, I mean, hopefully they cut you some slack on the concessions.
Oh, that'd be nice. That would be nice. So it's, what are you saying? The players are cooking? Is that what you're saying?
Dude.
Sorry.
God. You're hanging out with Bucky way too much.
I know. I'm sorry. I thought that's where you were going.
It's a good thing you don't
want
to get married because.
No. Is that wrong? Should I not have done that?
Yes, George.
It is definitely not going to be to a woman in Austin. Anybody who's ever listened to the show is not going to say yes to the proposal.
Can you only marry within the tribe?
Yeah. That's the family rule. That's the family rule. And a rule I follow. I mean, it's not, you know, technically yes, religion wise, yes, but it happens all the time with no, but. No, if I, you know, God forbid I do get married, it's going to be to a member of the tribe for sure.
Because I am opened up.
Well played. What are you saying? You're going to get married now? You're changing your lifestyle?
I never said I wouldn't get married.
Oh, no. You're just waiting for a while.
I just said it's got to be right. I'm not going to force it.
It could happen today, man.
And you, look at you, matchmaker.
What's up?
You're just trying to get all this set up with us.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason.
There's
a reason I had you come in today.
She lives in
Atlanta. I tried to help you out, man.
Trying to help.
She lives in LA. Isn't that your favorite city?
Kind of like you did with grilling?
I did it? What do you mean? Kind of like, yeah, of course. I helped you out with that, so now I'm going to help you. It's going to be two for two.
You realize everything I do now grilling is completely different than what
no
you taught
way.
Me.
I'm a grill master. I taught you how to light the fire. You didn't even know how to light the fire when you started.
You're right, and I asked for help.
And I helped you.
No, you didn't. Listeners did. Texters did.
No, they told you to use the technology. I just do the old school.
It's a chimney. It's $10.
Dude, chimneys haven't been around for that long, all right? Santa
Claus has
only been here since
19... around, Bradley? How did they start fires before lighter fluid?
The year 1492, Columbus brought the lighter fluid across the ocean blue. Isn't that the phrase? Come on, it's been around forever. Lighter fluid's good stuff. You want your food... You know, I could have told you to put the lighter fluid on after you cook the food. Just throw it on top, which I've done that a time or two, just for a little extra flavor.
Yeah, it does give you something.
It fires it up a little bit.
Flavor is not what I wouldn't call it that. But.
Yeah, well, it's something out there. So what are you doing now, Grillmaster? What makes you think you're better than me at this?
Well, because I've seen you.
Yeah, and the food turned out great.
I've got a long way to go. I've got a long way to go, but I'm learning. I'm getting better.
The food turned out great, but then again, I think it was the only person who ate it, so is there a reason why
I
didn't
ate
the food? Okay.
But it definitely tasted like gasoline.
Yeah, it's, isn't that not what you want in your barbecue?
No, you want wood chips. You want that smoky flavor, Brad.
All right, so I'm looking at the San Antonio Silver Stars schedule, and they've got a $1 drink offer night coming up.
Perfect.
Which I hope means that kind of drink, you know, not like soft drinks. I hope it means some beer.
Well, either way, that's good.
Either way, that's a discount.
That's I doubt that's beer.
LA Sparks, the defending champs. It's also fit night. You know, I'm pretty fit, so that's fair.
Are you going to go with the chest painted?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm going to go.
And take the shirt off?
I don't know if I can do that, man. See, I think you've seen Kelsey Plum before, right? You've seen pictures of her. Hey, look this one up. She's the number one overall pick in the WNBA. She set the college scoring record at Washington last year.
My girl's a girl from Notre Dame.
Skylar Diggins.
Yeah.
She's on the Dallas team. I bet on her. I put faith on her.
I don't know Skylar Diggins.
She let me down.
That's one of your girls.
I got you. You know, I'm a big Dallas sports fan. I'm not rooting for the Wings ever again. Kelsey Plum.
Boy, Kelsey got real popular in, what, early 90s, late 80s, that name?
Kelsey? Yeah. I don't know. Is that I don't know any adults named Kelsey.
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're all around my age. So she, I mean, hopefully you see some pictures of her cleaned up a little bit. She cleans up nice. She plays for the San Antonio team.
Very attractive.
She's like right around my age, right? Just graduated college. So I thought one of these days I was going to try to make
guns,
a move.
Man. She would
kick my ass.
Yeah, she would.
And she's probably in, she could probably be with the Spurs, you know, like any actual people who do better things than I do with their lives instead of have four TVs and drink themselves to sleep every night, right? She could do better with her life than me. But I was thinking, like, maybe one of these days she'd be in Austin, right, on 6th Street, where I like to spend most of my time just having a good time, and I'd try to slide into the DMs, try to make a move. Now I feel like I'm ruining my chances with this. I'm going to be going as a super fan, just ripping the refs, ripping the players. I'm going to be nonstop for four quarters. I don't have a chance.
So direct message is your way to get in now? And like, is that's how?
That's what the kids are doing these days,
you
man.
Use that to really work it?
Nah, I'm an old school guy, man. No Tinder, no Bumble. It's all in person. I don't even like to text girls, man. When people are texting me, it's like all this small talk. I don't like to do that. I'm going to see them. You know, no text is ever.
Well, it's codependency, which is a serious fault that people don't look at enough.
Uh-oh. That's what I've got.
No, they have.
Oh, that's what they have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're just overly texting and always have to be
I've never hit a home
connected.
Run over text. Have you? I don't remember ever hitting one of those over text.
You mean have I ever texted someone and you end up sleeping
with
them?
No, I mean just like over the text. Like, you know, it's just like through the phone. You don't, you know.
I mean.
You got to meet in person to make things happen,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, unless unless you knew they were really into you.
Right.
And so you reached out and it's like, hey, why don't you come on over right now?
That's fair. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's going to ruin my. Yeah, Netflix and chill, which is another.
Chill and hang out.
You got to try that one, man. You got to try that one. You and Bob Dunn with the blue hair. See if they understand what that means.
Why do you think I'd want to hit on someone with my dad? Not that it hadn't happened before.
I was about to say.
Not that it hasn't happened before.
I think you were telling that story. It was on a promo for a while last time you were in Padre. When that woman's like, you two together?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That was funny.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. So what you got cooking? How's your life, man?
Life is good. I'm looking at the Cubs right now. Cubs thinking about making a move and made a move to get Jose Quintana.
Yeah, the crosstown trade.
That's not much of a move.
The White Sox to the Cubs.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't like giving up. Who'd they give up? Torres?
Yeah, they gave up three or four prospects. I saw one of them pretty highly rated.
And I don't like that. I do like the fact I knew at some point that they're going to try and get younger. I mean, you look at their staff and how old they are. There's not many guys under 27. Hendricks has been injured this year. Arrieta and Lackey have had really down years. There's a thought with Arrieta coming up with his contract up that Chicago is not going to pay a lot of money, and I don't think they probably should if you look at where he is. He just doesn't look like the same guy. So you got to go do that. I still think there's another one coming. I mean, they looked at Carson Fulmer. You know, the report was that they were trying to get Justin Verlander. Well, apparently not. Apparently they're trying to get Carson Fulmer and another big-time young arm, and they're going to trade Kyle Schwarber.
Wow.
And the thought has been they're going to trade Kyle Schwarber no matter what. This was going to happen. He's a better fit in the AL. He doesn't do much outside of the batter's box in the NL.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't hit lefties. So you trade him. If you can get a young arm, the Cubs need to get a lot younger with their arms.
That is crazy, man. People were like making Kyle Schwarber to Babe Ruth comparisons in his first 2 weeks last year. Then he got hurt. The Cubs pretty much won a World Series without him.
Should have traded
him
the next day.
Exactly. That would have been, we could have gotten anything for him. So, right, what's your take on the Cubs right now? I mean, 43-45, we're at the All-Star break right now. 5.5 games behind Milwaukee, who's kind of been one of the bigger surprises in Major League Baseball.
They've been good.
I think most people still think the Cubs are going to win the NL Central when it's all said and done. Are you cool with them, buying and trying to make it happen again this year?
I don't think they're going to win the NL Central.
Really?
I think they are a complete nightmare. We'll see when they come off this break if they look a little different. But throw aside the pitching issues, which they've had a lot of them, not only health, but guys just throwing strikes and being competitive around the zone. That's not going to get that much better. Now, the lineup, that's what really bothers me. And if you're a Cubs fan and if you followed their schedule and if you don't think that they were spread too thin and that this was not part of the hangover after winning a World Series for the first time in 108 years and that celebration that we really haven't seen in any other sport going down Michigan Avenue with that many people, they're going to charity stuff every day in between off days. A lot of teams do this. See, the Rangers and Astros do that. But these guys are spread too thin, and I think it's gotten to their head. I think there's too many offensive guys that that should be hitting better than 220 that just aren't hitting at a good clip. Bryant and Rizzo, especially with runners in scoring position, they're trying too hard. They're trying to force this too hard, and I also kind of wonder where their head is. I think some of that all factors into it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a relatively disappointing first half, and the Cubs had success they hadn't had last year, and all the bandwagon fans across the country were thrilled. Not you. You've been a diehard. Hey, did you watch the ESPYs at all last night, KD?
5 minutes.
Terrible.
It's really hard for me to watch even the Oscars or the Emmys. You know, anytime there's one industry and they're just overly stroking themselves, it gets weird for me. It gets too much. Everything's hyperbolic. Everything's way over the top, and it's just not how I like to live.
So you didn't see the Nick Offerman, Bill Murray, David Ross Cubs?
Did not.
Oh my, that was the worst 5 minutes of television.
Was it bad?
Horrible. It was terrible.
I saw Peyton. I saw one bit that they ran, which was well thought out, and then like an old SNL skit just went too long. Peyton Manning with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, watching
that wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
that was a good
right concept,
and Peyton sold it.
The only good part was Peyton Manning.
I mean, oh, he's talented.
Right.
That. We saw that on SNL.
Right. Absolutely. But did you see the joke that I think we've got this audio?
KD?
Yeah, did you see this beast?
Yeah, that's set up.
All right, let's play this for everybody who hadn't heard. This is Peyton Manning in his opening monologue, which is very similar to those other award shows when you just kind of take cracks at all the celebrities in the crowd. Peyton Manning addressing NBA champion Kevin Durant. Here we go.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. I gotta tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
So, you know, a nice little jab at both of those guys. But Kevin Durant did not look pleased. I'm with you, KD. I think this whole thing was fixed and set up from the jump. And Kevin Durant was like, yeah, I'll play like I'm super ticked, but it's no big deal.
I didn't think so right away, but enough people, the Beatles of the world that would know, are coming out and being like, come on, guys, the next day.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it's a cupcake, so, you know, understand how his feelings might get hurt. Snake in the grass.
That wasn't a bad joke, right?
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was decent.
I mean, look, it's Disney. There's only so much you can do. This is not going to be Jeff Ross at a roast.
Right.
As we'll get into more of that in the next hour. But, yeah, I mean, I thought Peyton, from what I heard some of the clips, I thought he did as well as
he
could.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to take our first break of the show. When we come back, I don't know, we'll talk about some sports. We'll go off the rail. It is National French Fried Day today.
Really?
Something for people to take note. Also, some decent birthdays, but I know you guys do that in the afternoon show. So we'll talk some sports. Preseason All Big 12 football team released yesterday. We'll get into that. Maybe a little bit of NBA as well. And SEC Media Days. We'll let you hear from Kevin Rumblin' Bumblin' Sumlin and Nick Saban, of course, head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Midday with Trey and BK. Kevin Dunn in for Trey today. This is The Horn. A little bit of Weezer. What's the occasion, Zach?
Throwback Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
You know this?
It's Thursday. I do know this.
Nice.
You know this?
Yes.
All right.
I was in college and they were high school when this was coming out.
Really? When did this song come out? I thought this was like early 2000s.
No, this song came out in the...
older than that?
96, 97, 98, around there.
94.
94.
Dang, so that's when I was born.
I was a sophomore in high school.
I thought this song came out when I was in high school. Unbelievable. That is the voice of the great Kevin Dunn filling in for Trey Elling. Trey, of course, in Chicago for the week. drink up to that. He will be back on Monday. Yeah, a little bottle pop, well deserved right there. Our man Austin Villanueva in as well, having a lot of fun on a Thursday, watching some Wimbledon reruns. Nothing better than that. Roger Federer, spoiler alert, he won this, if you're watching at work, sorry.
I'll watch this. You asked off the air if I watch. I'll watch if Federer's playing.
You know, he's probably the favorite now. He's the last of the big four remaining. And there's an American in the semis for the first time in a Grand Slam since 2009.
Yeah.
When Andy Roddick lost to Roger Federer in a ridiculously epic Wimbledon finals, like 15-13 was the fifth set score. Federer got the win.
What's going on with our tennis game?
But our tennis game is pretty terrible,
man. Like our soccer game.
I know. Our soccer game is pretty terrible. Oh, yeah, soccer. I heard you guys yesterday on the show talking a little bit, trying to say that soccer is a sport. Just because Zach was producing the show, you felt like you had to, you know, kind of conform to
him. I didn't bully
him.
Them into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because you know me. Usually I will conform, you know.
You're a conformist.
I'm a conformist.
You're one of them
snowflakes,
bro.
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Change my opinions. No, I do think it's a sport. But I also, what are you talking about? I saw you tweeting at the coach today or whatever saying, you guys didn't play well.
No, they sucked last night.
I don't
the
like
coach
America.
Is like,
well, then why are you getting on me for that take?
Well, no, the coach is like, we played great. It was a good game. I'm like, no, it wasn't. You guys almost lost to Martinique.
We almost lost to Madagascar, Matagorda Bay, or something like that. The Milwaukee Brewers. Who was it?
So they did win?
Martinique, barely.
Who is Martinique?
Martinique.
That's a country?
Isn't that like a French...
It's a French state.
State.
I didn't think there were islands smaller than Cyprus, but apparently there are.
It's small.
Cyprus, yeah. Texas is an island now?
Oh, come on.
Losing it
you
here.
Really got to
How many people live in Martin Lawrence? Dude, there can't be more than like 200.
I looked it up earlier. 394,000 people live there. I don't know if that's like just the vacationers. That's how many houses they have there.
Aren't there more
how
people
many people
in...
actually live there?
Yeah.
Aren't there more people who live in Austin than there? And we almost lost to this team?
Yeah. Yeah, Austin should be able to beat
U.S.
them.
Soccer. We got Gilbert Arenas as our head coach, bringing the guns in the locker room or something. That's his name, right? Gilbert Arenas.
Remember when it used to be fun to
Bruce
be
Bruce Arians?
Oh, Bruce Arians. Is it Bruce Arians?
Bruce Arena, the guy that we fired and then hired again.
That's good.
Because that's the best thing. That's what you want in a coach is someone that's already tried it and failed once,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got Billy Martin as our soccer coach.
That's right. We got Freddie Adu coming up, man. Exciting stuff. Can't wait for him to be here. That dude's the future.
Okay, what about this one guy? Is this one guy actually that good? This next Freddie Adu?
Pulisic?
Harold Miner? What's his name?
Christian Pulisic?
Okay.
Christian? He can't even be Christian? He's got to have his own little soccer flair to
it? Oh, come on.
What is that?
Is he the real deal, though?
He's a real deal, man. There's a hype train going on him that I have hopped aboard on.
Would he start for Spain?
No.
No.
Would he bench for Spain?
No. Okay, all right.
But he's playing professionally in Germany.
Dude, like, holler at me when I'm 70 if we're actually competitive.
What team is he on? A good team?
Yeah, like Bayern Munich, I think. One of the Bayerns.
Borussia Dortmund.
That's what it is.
Does he play, or is
he
just
he's a starter, man.
Nice, man. Well, they always lose to Bayern, so it's the second-best team. What are we? The kid's 18, though, right?
Is he on the 18 U team? Would he start for Martinique? I was saving this for the show, but all the players in Martinique, they're not even recognized by FIFA, okay? So all these guys play professionally, and I'm putting that in quotes in Martinique, because they don't even get paid. It's like a rec league in Martinique that we... As the U.S. men's national team almost lost to.
Yeah, that's great.
What are we losing to? John Dowd in MVP Baseball 2005? The fake Barry Bonds and stuff? Oh, what a mess. All
Is
right,
that his name, John Dowd?
John Dowd. And Kevin Millar's got a fake name, too, because he was a replacement player when the MLB went on strike. So his name's like Anthony Freeze or something. Freeze. I don't even know what it is. But that's a mess. All right, we got a sponsor for this, I think. So we got to hit Tinder time as we do every day at this time. Sponsor, Tinder Time, is brought to you by Altstadt Beer. Let's talk about these guys. You can find it on Rainy Street at Bangers, Javelina, Lucille, and Container Bar. All great spots. Or downtown at Hangar Lounge, Fado, and Handlebar. It's German beer brewed in Fredericksburg, Texas, right here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. Altstadt Beer, no impurities, no regrets. All right, KD, you are, I guess you have been on this program once. One day I was sick, you sat in with Trey.
I did.
But a re-explanation of Tinder Time, of course, the popular dating app amongst my great generation, Austin and I, millennials are the best. A picture of a significant other pops up. You swipe right if you're interested, want to learn more about the person. Swipe left if you're done, you don't care. So the sports radio version, since it'd probably be a little bit messed up to just show you guys pictures of girls and decide if they're hot or not.
Now, they don't know you're doing that on the real Tinder, right? This is not like when you swipe left and say, you know.
Well, if you both swipe
you're
right.
Ugly. I don't like you.
If you both swipe right, it's a match, and then you can start messaging through the app. Okay. If one person swipes left, it doesn't give you like a notification saying this guy swiped left. But
and is that when you slide into DMs?
That's part of the DM slide process.
Gotcha.
You can hit it on Twitter, Facebook,
you use protection
Instagram,
for that?
Yeah, you got to be careful. I mean, okay. You can lock your profile.
That's what I meant.
I don't usually lock mine, so that's for getting there. So sports radio version, our man Zach Christo behind the glass will give us some sports headlines. And we'll decide if we swipe right to learn more, talk about it a little bit more, or swipe left if we're ready to move on to the next. So, Zach C., what we got, man?
All right, guys. This first headline's a little bit self-explanatory, but Michael Jordan is joining Derek Jeter's group that is seeking to buy the Miami Marlins.
Interesting.
I'll swipe right. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Let's find out.
I'm curious.
Well, we all know that there's a few groups that were interested in doing this. I think former Governor Jeb Bush is kind of backed out of that whole deal. He's no longer interested.
That's a shame, man.
But this Jeb's been doing a lot of backing out.
Yeah. What happened? What happened to Jeb Bush?
I don't know, man. He's disappointed the family, that's for sure, probably.
Is he part of the jet fuel conspiracy deal? Was he
no,
in on that?
Come on. No politics.
All right,
man.
No politics. I'll spare the listeners.
We'll just say there's a lot of people, though, maybe on both sides, who wish they could see more of Jeb Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. So Derek Jeter and Michael Jordan potentially pairing up.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? Do you care who owns a team? Does it really matter?
Okay, but who really owns it, too? I mean, Jordan, both those guys have FU money.
Yeah.
And when you have that type of money and you're those two guys, billionaires are going to be attracted to you. So they probably play golf with guys, maybe five guys that could all come together and actually put this together. Yeah. I mean, why not give it a name? That is such an S show that we've talked about there with how much they're paying and the bonds that they sold to the stadium. Yeah. I mean, they are in big time trouble there.
Yeah.
Is Pitbull still in on that?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't think this article mentions that one.
I heard five guys from KD. Now I'm thinking about burgers and fries, man. You got me way off guard. But
you were easy to get off track.
I know, it's
thought
terrible.
I was.
Squirrel, man.
Apparently somebody backed out recently. I think it was post Jeb Bush. I can't remember who it was, because apparently Derek Jeter wasn't willing to throw down money. Like enough money. He wanted to have all control over the team, but he wasn't throwing down the funds to make it happen.
So, hey, man, my name is part of this.
Exactly. That was part of it. So I'm curious if Michael Jordan and Derek Jeter work out. You know, Jeffrey Loria, the current owner of the Marlins, you know, built that stadium in downtown. It's really a terrible, terrible ballpark. I've been out there once.
Went to it?
It's an amusement park. It's really what it is. It's an event center with a little baseball field on it. Nobody goes to the games.
It has no Miami feel, I mean, except for the same way that New York has a New York feel in Vegas.
Yeah, it's right in the heart of downtown,
it's a giant mall.
So apparently it's awful to get to. Ooh, the giant mall up in New York, that one?
No, I'm saying
Vegas. This place is, yeah.
And people are like, oh, it's in Paris. No, yeah. You were in a giant mall.
Yeah, that's how
you
it
weren't
works.
In Venice, you were in a pool.
Huh. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know I'm not a world traveler. I don't like to leave my apartment.
I know.
Like, I'm scared here. I'm getting
uncomfortable. Which I like that. I'm a homebody, but when I go, I go.
There it is. All right, what else, Zach? What do we got next?
I gotta cash in on this, because I got KD here. We kind of have a team forming here of the soccer is a sport. We got to defend it.
Soccer is a sport.
No, we got to defend it a little bit. So the second story, it's a little bit of a sad one. Chuck Blazer, you guys know him as the whistleblower in the FIFA scandal, has passed away at 72.
You guys know him. Nobody knows who that is.
Everyone knows who he is. All right, so
maybe
the other reason.
Friendly reminder, if you don't mind.
Friendly reminder, this is the guy that, kind of blew the top off of this whole FIFA deal. He's known because he had a $6,000 a month Trump Tower apartment specifically for his cats.
Now, when we say cats, what
for
do we
his
mean
cats,
here?
The animals, the felines, not the females.
How many did he have?
A lot.
So what? Would he even go back and check on them, or he just left them there?
All right, you guys know I'm pro cat, I'm pro dog, but only when you have. You got to limit that, because then you become that person. If you've got nine of either of those, if you've got nine birds, it's like, come on, man.
Well, you've got two cats. I mean, you wouldn't think about getting them an apartment. Like,
no.
If there's only two, it's got to be like, what,
the reason
10?
I got them is because I was in an apartment.
Right.
If I ever get a house, I grew up with cats and dogs. I think they balance each other out when you have both. Cats can sophisticate dogs a little bit, and dogs can chill cats out. Stop taking this so seriously. What's wrong with you?
Now, your cats are homies, man.
Yeah. Well, they're just males.
Well trained.
Yeah, they are.
Well trained. No female in the bunch, huh? You're not going to introduce them
to
one of those?
Female cats are really tough, man. They're because they do all the hunting. They do everything, so they want to be out. They're tough to keep in.
Man. So what happened to this guy, this Chuck Blazers? Did the cats get out or something?
No, cats didn't get out, man.
$6,000 a month.
$6,000 a month for an apartment just for your cats,
man.
Yeah, no, that's pretty crazy.
Now they don't care; they just want a place.
Yeah, no, you don't need a Trump Tower apartment for your cats. Can we just get that out of the way first?
No.
So he's 72 years old. My favorite quote in this whole story that the New York Times wrote up was basically he was this really heavy guy that had a big appetite for a lot of things, and some of them weren't always legal. So,
But a big guy. So are you talking like talking nose candy?
I'm talking pretty huge. Google Chuck Blazer. You got that computer in there. He's a Santa Claus. He could be a mall Santa Claus without. He just need the fake beard or anything like that.
But like really big guy. When you say that, yeah, I don't think hardcore drugs.
No,
usually you're going to lose weight with that. I think.
No.
I think
Ford
just
was all about
eating
that.
A bunch.
No, and but was he
eating cats?
He was not eating cats. I mean, he's paying
six. Is he a pedophile? Just say it. What's his deal?
Why are you playing this game? This is why soccer gets crap.
Oh, come on. No, you are on my team. We have to defend soccer against this guy.
I think soccer's a sport. It's not a sport that I love, but it's a sport.
Thank you. Can we convince Brad? We have an hour.
This guy's a whistleblower, and they're still corrupt. He didn't do anything. This guy's worthless. And what, he played on the Portland Trail Blazers or something?
No, Chuck Blazer is his name. You got to listen, Brad.
Oh, this is exciting because Sarah Tiana, our guest.
Oh, man, look at this guy.
Sarah Tiana hates soccer. She's on my side.
Wow.
Not a sport deal. So,
See, you guys go too far when you say it's not a sport, though.
It's just a bunch of dudes
you can rip
walking
it,
around and flopping, and it's not what
frosted
I want to see.
Tips.
You know, whoa, easy. Guy Fieri's got the frosted tips. He's one of the best in the game.
Let's not get into that.
What do you got to say?
I've got a lot to say about Guy Fieri.
He's got the best program on television.
All know when you're growing and evolving, when that starts to lighten up a little bit.
It's never going to happen.
Ugh.
Just like me hitting puberty, it's not ever going to happen.
I feel bad because I really think it's going to be one of those times in life where you get educated on something and you just feel exposed and it's tough. You need a couple weeks just to rebound and find out who the new you is because you had been hoodwinked for so long. And we all see it. But you don't.
What do you mean you see it? What's there to see? I watch the show all the time.
We've showed you articles online, people that have worked with him. Oh. There was a Jewish producer. You know this guy is an anti-Semite and you still like him.
I haven't seen it for myself.
He's homophobic, meaning he's not a K-State fan this year.
I was about to say, he didn't like the K-State offensive line, apparently.
I think that's a good story.
Yeah, it's a great story.
You know why? Because we know there's gay people in sports. Why hide that?
In college is a tough time. To do that, I feel like, to come out or to be out. There's all the scrutiny on a college campus that could happen, especially when you're a high-profile athlete. I got the ultimate respect. Should probably find the guy's name before I say that because right now he's just K-State offensive lineman. But it's a great story that broke a little bit over an hour ago. That's awesome stuff, man.
All right, I'm looking at Chuck Blazer, and I can't find anything here.
What drugs? Is he just smoking pot and then eating a bunch? Is that why he's a...
He's just a big guy. He was really involved in the corruption at FIFA.
Right.
I think that's what they're getting at more than any of the drug use or anything like that.
I think that you floated something out, and you realized we were going to ask about it, and you didn't have anything.
No, man.
That's where I'm at, Zach.
Wow.
That's where I'm
calling
at,
calling me out?
Wow, coming on this show, telling you how to do things.
No, because he's been producing our show,
that's
so I feel like this week I can have a little more fun with Zach.
Plus,
you know we love Zach.
Yeah. He's the man. All right, any more stories, Zach?
And we could talk more about soccer, but I think you guys have both
swipe left right
giving up on that.
I'm going to Guy Fieri's funeral, by the way, whenever that unfortunate day happens. I'm going to find my way out there.
Yeah.
Come on, he's a UNLV running rep, man. He's a Vegas guy.
Dude. Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
And he's a frat star out there, too, an ATO. Do I know too much about this guy?
God, you really do.
Is that bad?
I mean, all the stuff, all the rings.
Yeah, the spiky
wristbands
and the flaming dice on the wristbands.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the style, right? I don't like the style. You can like the guy without liking the style.
So if you don't like the style and you know he's posing and acting.
He's an actor. He's a television star. He's got to act.
And you know behind the scenes.
You're on The Real World. I still like you.
That he's bad to people. Fair. Yeah. I wasn't acting, though. I wasn't on.
Ooh,
I was avoiding.
That
was a different age.
You're getting out of the camera. I wish I could find footage from
acting.
That.
Good luck. Good luck finding me.
It's impossible.
But no, if you know that and you're still on board, I don't know what to say. That's someone who comes to me and goes, look, I know she's cheating on me. I know she's a bad woman. I know she's not a good mom. And I know that deep down she doesn't love me. But I'm sticking with her because, there are a couple things that are just... All right, then just go.
There it is.
And when you're miserable I'm not going to. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
It's a TV show. It's not a lady. I'm miserable with all of them anyways. What a mess.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? What
yeah,
do you mean?
So if you can, so can you date other girls? Would your mom be upset if you if you dated some atheist or a Catholic or a Baptist or a Methodist?
I don't. I've said this before on this station. I don't date, bro. I gotta bro you there. I don't.
If you were sleeping with someone and she told her friends that you were dating and you told your friends that you weren't,
that's a
problem. But you still Ajaxed whenever she came over.
Well played. Yeah. Well played there, sir. Yeah, I got the soap in the kitchen sink. Yeah. That's good
we're
stuff.
We're not dating. Why are you cleaning the tub, man?
Oh, I'm in the clear. I'm in the clear for that. They're not meeting the parents. They're not meeting Shoshana Kellner.
Shoshana Kellner.
Yeah, that's the inside.
Wasn't that Seinfeld? Wasn't that one of Seinfeld's?
Yeah, that's where Trey got the name.
Okay.
Trey named my mother.
I always had a thing for her.
Ooh, all right. Well, we're going to change the subject here. We're going to go to break.
There were a couple Jewish girls that lived at Towers.
I know you're a fan of the
Tribe. I'm a fan of anything. But yeah, I'm a fan of the Tribe.
Towers. You want to talk about favorite places of all time. That's a spot right there.
Did some work. I was trying to think what floor I lived on. And I just can't remember because
really?
I've lived in so many damn places now.
10 floors, if that helps you. There's 10 total floors out there.
I think it was 6. Maybe.
I think Derek Jeter and Pitbull should try to buy Towers instead of Marlin. That's a more profitable venture.
Put some work into it.
Absolutely.
Make it feel less prison-like. Fumigate the cockroaches.
It's a great place. This guy knows.
Did you live at Towers, too?
Oh, yeah. It's a great spot. It's a great spot. I didn't even get to live there. It sucked. I stay there every night. My parents knew better. They knew to not let me live there.
I bet you lived at Consolvin.
No, sir.
No, what's
is that? One of those honors
Chester?
Dorms?
No, Consolving was all female back in the day.
Ooh, nice. SRD or Harden is where I wish I could live.
Yeah.
I lived at the great Dobie.
I knew Dobie. I knew you were a Dobie guy. Sometimes you can just tell you're a Dobie guy.
What? No, that hurts.
I don't know.
That hurts.
I don't know if it's a shot, and I don't know if it's a compliment, but it's just one of the things you can feel. You can feel that I lived at Towers. I can feel you lived at Towers. And I can feel that you lived at Dobie.
That hurts a
lot. I dated some Dobie girls. You're a Dobie guy, though.
You have no idea how much that hurts.
You're a Dobie guy.
Ugh,
deal with it.
Oh, that's brutal. All right, we're coming back. When we do, we'll get into sports, I promise. The Big 12 football media preseason poll has been released earlier this morning. Of course, yesterday, the all-first team, Big 12 preseason team, whatever it is, you guys know what we're talking about, was released. We'll get into that and where the Longhorns are projected to finish by media members of the Big 12 conference. All that and more on the other side. Midday with Trey and BK. This is The Horn. Throwback Thursday on The Horn, midday with Trey and BK. Kevin Dunn in for Trey Elling. Trey will be back on Monday, I think. He doesn't fall in love with Chicago. Now, what's your take on this, by the way? He's been posting some videos on Twitter. And Trey is of the belief that he would have no problem taking down a giraffe.
Yeah.
A full-grown giraffe.
I think it's ridiculous.
I do, too. I mean, those things are anywhere from 16 to 20 feet and hundreds of pounds.
Well, we found out. We actually saw online a giraffe kicking his trainer in the Weezer.
Ooh.
In the Yahoos.
Oh, I shouldn't say hundreds of pounds. Fully male-grown male, there it is, giraffes, 2,600 pounds.
Yeah, no, they're huge. They're huge. And what we found out is with their all four legs, they can kick within a 90-degree radius. So they can do all types of whoop that way. And it's like, whoa, I didn't think your leg. Yeah, my leg can. And now you can't have kid number three, Trey.
Yeah. He's just thinking he can just get it by the legs and bring it down. No problem.
No way.
And he was talking trash to a giraffe at the zoo.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, hashtagging your vacation seems a little Kardashian to me.
Yeah. Well, that's what Trey is, man.
Well, no, he's not. It's so out of character. I could see you doing that.
That hurts. You're saying I'm a Dobie guy. Now you're calling me a Kardashian.
I did get a text.
Why did I invite him in here today?
I thought he'd be great. I think he'd help me defend soccer, and now he's going here just attacking both of us.
You know, when I came in just to rip on Trey, this is the way radio works.
Good. Now, I heard you guys talking about that yesterday, too, and Chad will be here tomorrow to hopefully follow suit in the ripping of Trey because he's not listening right now. He's got better stuff to do.
All right, so I got a text from a buddy who says, ha, 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 Brad looks like the classic Dobie brah.
Dobie
brah.
I think
that's a compliment.
I think Dobie has changed a little bit.
I think it has. So we're talking, I'm talking 97.
I mean, it's very diverse now.
Well, it was diverse then.
Okay.
As diverse as UT was.
Not that that's a bad thing, of course, but all the Jews live in Towers. Like that's where the Jews were at.
I know.
All the frat kids, especially the frat Jews, were at Towers.
The Shoshana that I talked about.
Right. Exactly. At Towers.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know. I don't know if my mom lived at Towers back in the day. But Shoshana from
and
the show.
And they called each other Jewish American princesses.
Can the Japs.
Can I use that? Oh, okay.
That's what Bill Parcells meant when he was talking about the
Talking about Jewish girls that think they're very...
They were Jewish American princesses.
Boy, they walked around like princesses, too.
That still happens. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. Times are changing. That is not.
Not going to dry up. That's a good thing.
Yeah, well played. I know you're into that. Speaking of cats and stuff like that. All right. Hey, Big 12 preseason football poll has been released. The media members voted. Of course, the Big 12 Media Days will be up in Frisco, part of the DFW Metroplex. Bucky and Aaron will be up there Monday and Tuesday to give you all the goods from DFW. The poll released. Oklahoma favored to win the conference despite no Bob Stoops. Lincoln Riley, of course, steps in, but Baker Mayfield, two-time Heisman finalist, is back. OU does lose a lot, Kevin. They lose, of course, their two running backs and Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
Baker loses his number one receiver and D.D. Westbrook. They lose some guys off that defense. But you agree with this? Oklahoma, the number one team, the favorite in the conference?
I'm okay with it. If you give me the field, I don't hesitate.
Really?
I don't hesitate. I think, in fact, I'm right there with maybe Oklahoma State being as good. I think it could come down to that game. Defensively, I look at them a little bit and worry, but offensively, they're going to only be better. You got Justice Hill back. Mason Rudolph should have a big-time year, and you look at his numbers last year, I think 28 touchdowns, 4 picks. He really was coming into his own. I just chub and have a man crush on James Washington.
Stud.
The former running back. You can see him. Once he catches like on a screen, it's like, oh, he looks like a tailback who just busted one.
And he wears number 28. I mean, he's got the running back number.
28 or 26 is 28.
Like that. Yeah. I think so. I don't know. You got
28. You're right.
There it is.
Good call.
Yeah, no. I mean, Oklahoma State got 12 first place votes. OU got 19. But in terms of total points for this poll, there's only a 9-point differential between OU and OSU for 1 and 2.
Right. And so that when I saw that, I thought that makes more sense. Their offensive line brings a lot of guys back. And including the guy who's not coming back, but is a grad transfer, Aaron Cochran, who spent 2 years, I believe 2 years at Cal, or started for 2 years at Cal, 6'8", 350. He should come in to have a grad transfer like that for the one spot at left tackle protecting Rudolph. For him to, if he can come in and play well, their offense is going to be great. It's only going to be a matter of their defense. I think this could be a Kansas State type year that you have to look and see where they're at, and don't count out TCU because TCU returns 10 guys on offense. I think the offense will be better, and defensively, I think they're going to have some more Jimmy and Joes to run what they really want to run.
Yeah, TCU, a 4-8 season last year, but I think by week two, they had 6 of their defensive starters were out for the year.
They got
terrible injury luck.
And there was a couple football guys, and I forgot who, I apologize, but we got so many online now. He did a really good job of breaking down what Gary Patterson, the type of defense he likes to run, and how he just couldn't with the guys they had.
Yeah,
he's like, I just can't run it.
Kenny Trill is back for the Horny Toads.
Yeah, and so that's why I kind of put them forth there. Are you buying him? Because I think we've seen the ceiling.
I haven't quite seen enough out of him. Dude should have gone to the MLB draft straight out of high school. It would have been a first-round pick.
Or should have left right after the South Carolina game.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's your full rundown. OU number one, Oklahoma State number two. You mentioned Kansas State. They are third. They did get one first-place vote from somebody.
They could win this.
Texas number four, TCU 5, West Virginia, Baylor, Texas Tech, Iowa State, and Kansas. Rounding out the top 10 in the Big 12, which, you know, we'll get into that debate another time. Texas pegged fourth, KD. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm fine with that. I mean, I think anywhere from 4 to 5, and I think they have an outside shot to win it. I think they really do. A lot would have to go their way in terms of depth and not getting injured. I mean, you look at the spring game, and there's only so much you can take out of it.
Yeah.
What you can take out of it is the backup offensive line needs some work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if we get any injuries there, it could really be catastrophic. But, yeah, I mean, they've got the talent on the surface with this coaching staff. You don't know how long it's going to take, and it could be like 98, where Texas starts 1-2, and by the end of the year, no one in the Big 12 wanted to play Texas.
That would be nice. Kind of like what USC was last year, right? They got off to a slow start and ended up winning the Rose Bowl. Heck of a year.
Alabama beat them 52-6. Yeah. Alabama didn't want to see them.
No. I don't think anybody did.
Nobody,
I mean, they beat
Washington,
who, of course, made the college football playoff. Absolutely. So Texas projected fourth. right behind K-State. You mentioned the depth issues there for the Longhorns on the offensive line. And of course, at quarterback. I mean, look, Sam Ehlinger, I think he's got a cannon for an arm. I really do. I got a lot of faith in that kid of the future. But he missed pretty much his entire senior year of high school, and he hasn't played at all in college.
So if something happens to Bouchel, then you're definitely looking at that. No, it's a quarterback position, offensive line. There are certain – and then I still am worried about some of the starting units.
Mm-hmm.
A couple offensive linemen, the defensive line.
The D-line is what scares me.
Do the linebackers play up to their talent level? Does the junior class in the secondary get back to where we thought they were going to be their freshman year?
Right.
Or is it – was their sophomore year just who they are?
It's almost like they had their good skills, right? All these guys were really highly touted recruits. I mean, say what you will about Charlie Strong, but the dude had multiple top 10 classes in the country here at Texas. But it almost feels like these dudes were better as freshmen, and they got all their abilities coached out of them by the last coaching staff, which you hope they can, you know, you hope Tom Herman and company could find that, right? What the reason these guys were 4- and 5-star players. Hopefully they can get that back, because otherwise it's going to be another long year for the Longhorns.
And I think we're all leaning on that with trust and in the past. And you look at what Herman and the staff's been able to do. But you're exactly right. I mean, that's kind of where we're sitting right now, heading into, I said it yesterday on the afternoon show, man, this is going to be a big year for this junior class.
Yeah.
Like, this junior class is going to be a large part of what determines whether this is a good year, good first year, or man, this is going to be a harder rebuild than we thought.
Like, if you're a Texas fan, you have to hope 5 or 6 of these guys leave for the NFL after this year.
Absolutely.
Which means, of course, they had great years.
That would be a good
thing. The NFL.
Yep.
And what you can look at for Tom Herman before we get to break is he took over an 8-4 Houston team, right? They fired Tony Levine after only 1 year down there, kind of shocking throughout U of H. They had their guy in Tom Herman, of course, snuck him from Ohio State, and he took them to a, what, 13-1, 14-1 year in year one. And you got to assume the talent here at Texas is better than what he took over at Houston.
Yeah. Levine had left him some stuff, relatively speaking, for Houston, but he came in and coached it up. And I think, like you said with Charlie, I mean, Charlie has left him some stuff here, and there's some talent, and I think he's coming in, and they're trying to obviously figure out who wants to play and who doesn't.
Absolutely. So
hopefully
Texas,
they've already done that.
Yeah, seriously. I ain't watching any film, so hopefully the other way he can make it happen.
I'm not buying that.
All right, Texas projected to finish 4th in the Big 12 this year. OU the favorite once again. They, of course, are back-to-back conference champions. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, oh, she's in the building.
She's here.
Comedian Sarah Tiana will join the show for hour number 2. Probably going to be the worst hour of her life.
Bad.
Yeah, he's not. Should I say it now?
Yeah, I'm really not a Hawks fan.
He's a Bulls fan.
But I like Dominique, so.
There you go. That counts.
And T-Rex.
There you go.
You know T-Rex, Kevin Willis?
I had
the shortest arms.
I had one of those, like, $15 Chinese-made Spud Webb jerseys once. Does that count?
Of course, Spud, yeah.
Everybody has that.
Yeah, you gotta love Spud.
So Sarah Tiana will join us for hour number 2. Coming up next, you're listening to Midday with Trey and BK on the Horn.